The gene in our family became evident when the second of my sisters was diagnosed with breast cancer. And there was quite a strong familial history at this stage, so Brona was strongly recommended to go for the genetic test. In those days, it was a very, very difficult task. It was likened to finding a single spelling error in the whole dictionary. But they turned it up. It took 6 weeks in, way back then, about 6-7 years ago.
What sort of age were you then, Caroline, when you made this very big decision?
41, I think, around about 41. So when Brona tested positive for the gene, we were all recommended to test.
How traumatic was you to have both breasts removed as well as ovaries and fallopian tubes? It's quite a big thing, isn't it?
It is. It is a very big thing. But the overriding thing is that when you have the choice, and the other choice is constantly on a daily basis worrying and waking and up and going, when will this strike? And you're constantly checking. You obviously have the ability to check your breasts, but you don't know what's happening with the ovaries. So there is a significant amount of worry there. And as Angelina put it, when you have the ability to choose, it really is it's quite a relief. And it makes the decision easier to take.
And you're in good health now?
Yes, thank goodness. In many respects, it was tissue that, thankfully, myself and my sisters have all had our family. So in many respects, it had served its purpose. And the body functions perfectly well without it.